It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, for being locked in. Happy Friday to you. Hope you had a good week, and if you didn't, damn it, it's the weekend. I hope you're out there making money. Maybe you're leaving the money. I wish you well. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. It is Friday, and we got a lot to get into. At least the Super Bowl is getting closer, right? Got these college football all-star games, East-West Shrine Bowl, Reese's Bowl, Alabama. We got all these all-star games. We're going to talk some young quarterbacks. We're going to talk about some teams that need quarterbacks. Let me check my watch. Well, okay, it hasn't happened. Jimmy Butler hasn't been traded yet, but apparently there's another team that wants him. There's so much to get into. You want to be a part of the show? You can. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief, all over the place. And thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM 375, and a smart speaker. If you have one, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Time flies. Really does. I was kind of waiting on the Super Bowl to swing on by. It's got to wait a week and change now. Hickey, this week flew by. Is it just me?
It did go pretty fast. Like, it is kind of crazy that now we're sitting here and it's Friday during a week in which nothing will say spectacular, crazy, for the most part, happened.
Well, let's
for
be
the
glad.
Most part.
Yeah, let's be glad. Between last night and today, we didn't have no crazy-ass stories like yesterday. Okay, there's no allegations levied against anybody as far as I see, right?
Athlete-wise, yes.
Okay. Oh, athlete, okay. You got to tell me later what I missed, okay?
I sent you the text earlier today.
Oh boy. Let me see what the
about
heck.
About a certain network. That's not
ours. Oh, yeah. Oh, that guy. Oh my.
When it comes
God.
To allegations with coaches, with players in
co-workers.
Sports directly,
co-workers though.
Right. All good.
People got to keep their hands to themselves, Hickey. Don't you learn that when you're in, like, kindergarten? Keep your hands to yourself?
I was literally about to say kindergarten. Like, one of the first things, once you can comprehend, like, words and meanings, one of the first things they teach you is keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah. The personal space. Don't touch. Yeah, this is, you learn it, but some adults never learn. Yeah, we're referring to a sports television executive. Go ahead and Google it. On your own time, if you are interested. But yeah, no athletes. Nobody got popped for gambling today or yesterday. Nobody was hanging out at a massage spa. Nothing bad happened. You know, we're just sitting around watching the Pro Bowl games. How exciting that is. We're sitting around listening to Adam Silver talk about how he wants to change the game of basketball. And I guess the closest thing that we're going to get to any type of football until we really get to the Super Bowl, get into all of that madness next week. We're going to have, I think they used to call it Media Day or Media Night, and we'll have that next week, and they'll have all the Radio Row stuff, and then we get the big game. In the meantime, you know what I've had to settle for? Maybe you've had to settle for it too. These college football all-star games, the East-West Shrine Bowl. I mean, tomorrow we got the Reese's Senior Bowl. We got a bunch of dudes who are already trying to boost their draft stock. And then we got guys who aren't even participating in any of the games. They're just hanging out because all of the scouts are there and the general managers are there and the people who are going to make mistakes and get fired, they're all there trying to limit the amount of mistakes that they make. And so, to the shock of absolutely no one, Shedeur Sanders was in Arlington last night for the East-West Shrine Bowl. I think the East won 25-0. Who cares about the score? All anybody's really paying attention to are all of the practices and the evaluations. We got negative words about Shiloh Sanders and how he's getting cooked in practice. These are the best of the best going up against each other. Nobody cares about the game. Sorry, Allen Iverson. People are paying attention to practice. And so Shador Sanders was there, and he spoke to the media because he didn't play, he didn't practice. Why? Because I guess he's Shador Sanders. No big reason to, lower your draft stock. You want to do things on your own terms. You've already heard from his dad. His dad, Dion, pretty much told everybody he's going to try to dictate, where his son goes. But Shador spoke to the NFL Network, and he was inside of AT&T Stadium, the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And Shador said that he anticipates playing in Dallas real soon against the Cowboys. What the hell does that mean? Listen to this.
Now, being in this stadium is definitely fun. I know I'll play here very soon against the Cowboys.
He'll play there very... Now, that could be harmless, right? That could mean a whole lot of nothing. It means he could play for the you got to think about a team that needs a quarterback in the NFC. Hickey, what's a bum-ass team in the NFC that needs a QB? Let's think about this.
The Saints.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Touche. Yeah, they got Derek Carr. Who wants him? Nobody.
Nobody.
Fans don't even want Derek Carr.
The Giants need a quarterback, and they stink.
Giants need, and they play in the NFC. Is Shador Sanders sending veiled messages of something that he knows? I mean, if you think about the current NFL draft order, the Tennessee Titans select at number one overall. Their general manager has already come out and said, we just might take the best player available. We may not go for a quarterback. We might stick with this miserable-ass QB that we currently have in Will Levis. Why? Because we're the Tennessee Titans, we have poor ownership, and we got a lot of holes on the roster. So what exactly do we do? Just pick Travis Hunter or maybe trade back and pray for the best. It's the Tennessee Titans way. You think about who selects at number two overall. You got the Cleveland Browns. You think about the Cleveland Browns? Well, we know what their situation looks like. They were on the list on Wednesday, the top six list of NFL fan bases that are just miserable. Why are they miserable? Well, they got to pay $230 million to a quarterback who tore his Achilles twice when he is not attending massage sessions. They need a QB. And then at number three, you got the New York Giants. Yeah, the football team that won three games last year. Oh, yeah, the football team that was just annihilated in the court of public opinion. Because their son encouraged their general manager. The general manager's son encouraged him to select Jaden Daniels. Basically had the most successful rookie season by a quarterback ever. Giants couldn't do it. But then they also lost Saquon Barkley, and we all know where the hell Saquon is going to be. He's going to be participating in a Super Bowl in a little bit more than a week. And so the Giants need a QB. Daniel Jones, sayonara, goodbye. They had Drew Locke out there. Drew Locke didn't even want to play. And then he got hurt. And then Hickey's favorite quarterback in the entire NFL, Tommy DeVito, took over. Hickey, you don't think he's starting quarterback quality?
No, I do not.
Okay. New York Giants need a QB. And so with Tennessee selecting first, bound to make a dumbass decision. Cleveland, number two, they are definitely going to get their hands on a QB. Is it going to be someone like, I don't know, Cam Ward? Would Deion Sanders allow his son to be drafted to the Browns? Or would he basically have would he make a preemptive stink? Don't touch my son. It's possible. I think the Browns aren't stupid. They're not going to draft Deion's kid if he knows that he is not going to be happy there. Why would you do that? If you got leverage, go out there and use it. And so that leaves the New York Giants at three. I mean, they're playing the same damn division of Giants and Dallas all of the time. The Giants going to take on Shador Sanders? Their general manager, for now, still has a job. Joe Shane, he was chatted up with NFL Radio on Sirius XM. And he talked about how the New York Giants, how their roster, they're built to draft a QB. Okay.
You're going to look in free agency, in the draft. And again, you know, we tried it with Daniel. You know, we did it on a, you know, we had a 2-year deal basically where we could get out of it. And we, unfortunately, that didn't work out. But we, the way we built the roster, you know, again, 4 of our 5 starting offensive linemen are come back. Malik Nabers, you have a number one receiver on the roster. Young tight end that was, you know, really promising this year, and Theo Johnson and Tyrone Tracy. So the cupboard's not bare offensively. So whoever it is, whether it's through free agency or draft, whoever you drop in there, the cupboard's not bare. So there are some free agents this year. We're gonna look through that group of guys.
Outside of Malik Nabers, what is the Giants offense? What is it? Like, who are you trying to fool? There's nothing there. I mean, Saquon Barkley is gone. You know, I can't give Daniel Jones credit, but he's the reason that you need a quarterback. He should have never been drafted. I'm sorry. Well, not by the Giants, at least. Malik Nabers already looks miserable to be a part of the organization. And so the New York Giants can draft Shador. I hope it works out. I hope Joe Shane's 4 out of 5 offensive linemen have some type of continuity where they can protect him. Because Shador Sanders, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb here, the guy can throw the ball. He's not ridiculously physically imposing. And most of the running around that he does isn't to necessarily scramble and move forward and gain positive yards. There's a lot of times, especially playing at Colorado, we know not this past year, but 2 years ago, offensive line stunk. They improved the offensive line. But this man tries to extend plays to no end. Getting sacked. Just coming down, negative yardage. This man gets smashed. I don't think Shador Sanders is ready right out of the gate for the NFL. He has to sit. I know it's unpopular today to draft a QB and make him sit. Everybody wants to see the action right away. People want to see you starting right away. I don't think Shador has that. I think he has to wait. And so the New York Giants bringing him on. I hope everybody's patient. I hope Deion isn't strong-arming his son through wherever he gets drafted. I hope he's not a helicopter dad even while he's in Colorado. New York Giants fans can be impatient. And man, past bunch of years, they have been suffering. You want to talk about a miserable franchise? The New York Giants are right there in that category. But whoever drafts Shador, they might as well be drafting the shadow of Deion Sanders. And in New York, of all places, I don't know if that works. I could see it being a disaster. Because what NFL player has ever had a bigger mouthpiece than what Shador will have when he makes it to the league with his dad? It's really that simple. I can't tell you an NFL player. This is not the NBA. You see dads and brothers, the Jokic brothers, and you see families, right? The NFL, you really don't get that. Unless you're, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes and your wife is on Twitter and the other tight end is hanging out with Taylor Swift. You don't get that in the NFL. We saw what the New York Giants did when they drafted Eli. Excuse me. Traded for Eli. It was very clear from his dad. Man, we ain't playing for no Chargers. Don't do it. They took him and sent him to the New York Giants. I don't think we've ever had a power play. I just don't think, with all the personalities and the fan base, the Giants might need a quarterback. But I think Shador / Deion in New York would be more back page nonsense than wins. The New York Giants, like most football teams, yeah, they're going to have noise. But they got to get a place where they can just win and not have the distractions. I just don't think it's a fit. Hickey, do you think Shador would fit in New York? Or am I making too much out of it?
No, I'm with you. in that giant media market that is starving for good quarterback play with no patience with a head coach and a GM that feels like, right, they get one more year, but if things don't start off well, they could get fired, I mean, maybe mid-year, end of the year. With all that drama, that turmoil right now, it does. I am with you. I don't think that the Shador Sanders, Deion Sanders mix would go well. If they fired Brian Daboll midway or at the end of next year, what's going to happen? Oh, Deion Sanders, he's going to come coach a Giants, and that's going to be a whole other circus.
Oh, man.
There is so much baggage that comes that with where this Giants team is at right now, I'm with you. I don't think it's worth it, nor do I think it will work between the two.
Yeah, it's have we had an NFL dad? I do remember when Odell Beckham was trying to be traded from the Browns. Odell's dad was on social media kind of putting up posts and videos of Baker Mayfield missing his son on passes. And he tried to, you know, push his son out of the building, tried to push him out of Cleveland. But I can't recall. Does anybody stand out to you? Have we had like a dad in the league that's just pushing buttons like that? Because, I mean, there's only one Deion Sanders.
No. Yeah, I mean, there was that report of Caleb Williams' dad asking for like equity. I'm not even sure if that was ever like found out to be true. But like that was around this time last year. Like, oh, Caleb Williams, you know, only going to go to a place where he can actually get equity in this team or something like that, or partial ownership. Outside of that story, which, again, I'm not even sure if it actually was found out to be true or not. No, outside of Archie, like I said before, with the whole Eli thing, outside of that, there's been no, I mean, a lot of the dads don't have power to make that kind of play. And like you said, it's Deion Sanders. He's a rare breed in terms of the power he's able to wield.
What a surprise. If you think about NFL draft manipulation over the past, I don't know, 25 or so years. Eli Manning, I think he was 03, I believe. You got Eli Manning, whose dad, Archie, played in the NFL, was throwing his weight around to get his son where he wants him to go. At that time, it was the New York Giants. And if you hit the fast forward button a little more than 20 years later, here we have Deion throwing his weight around. I guess you got to play in the NFL. You got to have a big mouthpiece to kind of move your kid. Now, I wouldn't do it if I were the New York Giants. You stay clean, man. You better take another quarterback. Shador, I don't think he's a can't-miss. This is not some guy that you're just throwing out there going, oh, this is the most highly touted quarterback prospect ever. Nah. We don't know if he'll work out. He could be a backup in the NFL. I'd be wary. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Do you believe Shador Sanders would work out in New York City? Do you believe Shador and the Giants would make any sense? Would that be a disaster? Because Daddy Deion is right in the background, lurking. The phone lines open if you want to give me a holler, 855-212-4227. You know what? We'll take a break. And when we come back on the other side, why is this so tricky? Because we talked about Tennessee needing a quarterback. We talked about Cleveland needing a quarterback. Well, by all indications, there's a lot of reports that the quarterbacks in this draft this year, not going to say that they suck, they're not as highly touted as you would think they are. I'll explain on the other side. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, here on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. As we wait on the Super Bowl, if you need your football fix, you can certainly watch the terrible Pro Bowl games. Watch the NFL athletes, the NFL stars play double dutch and tiddlywinks and go skipping through the park. These are the type of competitions that they will and have been participating in. Have fun. Or you can sit down and watch the East-West Shrine Bowl. You can watch the Senior Bowl. You can watch some of the next, I don't know, want to call them the next generation of NFL stars. We don't know what the hell they're going to be. But they're trying to boost their draft stock by participating. Someone who was just hanging out, didn't play, at the Shrine Bowl yesterday was Shedeur Sanders. And while talking to the NFL Network, he pretty much said, I can't wait to play in this stadium against the Dallas Cowboys. He said, soon. It's like, whoa. You think about the draft. You think about how things are situated. What does that mean? He's going to be a New York Giant. And I made a point, and Hickey made the point as well. Shedeur with the Giants just sounds like a circus. And given the fact that he and nobody else really appears to be just like a can't-miss quarterback prospect, I don't know if it's worth the drama for the New York Giants to enter into the business of Deion Sanders. And I know this is his son, Shedeur. What Shedeur does doesn't necessarily equate to anything going on with Deion, but they're attached naturally, okay? You draft Shedeur, you got to deal with Deion. And based on what we've seen from the New York Giants and having to deal with Daniel Jones and the fan base and losing Saquon Barkley and people are sick of Brian Daboll and the GM Shane is probably a joke all over the NFL right now. Do you want to add that on? Do you? In a few minutes, I want you to hear from Chase Daniel, who has some thoughts on these quarterbacks in the draft. And then I'm going to tell you, I think sometimes fans, you think about the draft, it's all good, it's fun, it's a big extravaganza, and the bells, the whistles, the guests. Sometimes just drafting a QB isn't the smartest thing. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Bill is here from New Mexico. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Bill, what's up?
Yeah, man. Hey, I think it's a good fit because I seen Neighbors, he was throwing the ball around, so I think they got a little connection. But how about a guy, like, if they fire Daboll, a guy like Adam Gase or something?
Oh, my goodness. I think Adam Gase is shell-shocked from his experience in New York. Hickey, what is Adam Gase doing? Is he coaching anywhere right now? He got to be in college or something, right?
I don't think so, at least not from what I see. Remember that rumor came out that he was like coaching high school?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing. I mean, he's probably getting paid well still by the Jets, so living somewhere, right?
I would think his New York Jets contract would have expired by now, right?
He got hired, was that 2019? You're probably right.
2019, 2020, that is the last time that he's coached at the professional level, college level. I don't know where, that's a good question. Where is Adam Gase?
Apparently, so I just looked it up. According to Google, he is a strategic advisor at the 33rd team. So he's, I guess you could say, part of the media.
Yeah. He's working with, who's the Vikings' old GM? The pleasant gentleman with the glasses.
Rick Spielman?
Yes, yes. Isn't he? He's a part of that group, I believe.
I think you're right.
Yeah, wow. So Adam Gase is, look, we got a lot of GMs that, when they're not in the league anymore, or coaches, they end up in the quote-unquote private sector. I know Thomas Dimitroff, who used to run the Atlanta Falcons here, he's a part of some, you know, statistical group that he works with, and he actually pitches product to NFL teams. So, look, I didn't expect to hear the name Adam Gase. That came out of left field. I don't know if the guy who just called is related to Adam Gase. Actually, we talked about him last week, and it wasn't anything good. Okay, let's just go ahead and put it that way. So, yeah, Adam Gase back in New York would be a terrible, terrible idea. And I had mentioned Chase Daniel's comments about these quarterbacks in a draft. I mean, if you think about the prospects who are available, Quinn Ewers, Cam Ward, Jalen Milroe, he's running around throwing without his shirt on so people see all of his muscles. Dylan Gabriel, if he's not old enough to collect his Social Security check. Got Jackson Dart. I mean, these guys are backups, if you ask me. They did great in college. How's it going to transition over into the league? I'm not so sure. Listen to what Chase Daniel had to say on the Scoop City podcast.
If I were a team, now this is way too early. They've been doing a lot more work than I have, and that's the reason I'm not scouting, because sometimes I know, sometimes I don't. In my opinion, I don't think any quarterback in this draft is worth trading up toward. If there were a quarterback you would trade up for, it'd be Cam Ward. I'll leave it at that. And that's the nice way of me saying
it. Okay. Is it? Well, he's likely going to be a Cleveland Brown, if you ask me. We have no idea what the Tennessee Titans are going to do. None. And I had mentioned what their GM said early this week. Mike Borgonzi, their new GM, he basically said, there's no guarantees that we're going to take a QB. We got so much more to do. Listen to this.
You can go through the roster. We're going through. I'm meeting with the coaches now. And we have some holes to fill along, you know, offensive line. That would be number one. And then just depth level across the whole team right now. You know, creating competition is going to be the biggest thing, whether it's through free agency, through the draft. It might be a guy that we sign off the street or the workout guy. But really just, you know, we want to build the fronts first, offensive, defensive lines, and then build depth along the perimeter.
Yeah, well, I interpret that as, why am I going to draft a quarterback for him to get his brains beaten out? We can leave Will Levis out here to get his ass kicked for another year. We know that we're still going to be bad. We're likely going to be in a good position to potentially end up with the number one overall pick next year. If I'm the Tennessee Titans, and this is what fans don't want to hear, my apologies to all my wonderful neighbors in Tennessee. Y'all should tank. That's just what it is. Y'all suck. And I know Will Levis is terrible. The man last year turned the football over 22 times. 22 times. He threw 13 touchdowns, 12 interceptions. He had those big ones at the beginning of the season to end games. This guy is basically sacked and on the ground, and he's just like, let me just try to throw the ball. What a dummy. And then 10 fumbles. His own coach called him a dummy. No uncertain words. Will Levis is a disaster. Let him be a crash test dummy. Send him out there next year for the Tennessee Titans. Let him take the beating while your draft stock continues to rise. You know, everybody gets so excited and caught up in the NFL draft. We got to get this. We got to get that. And we need a quarterback. We got to draft one. Nah, man. Sometimes it's not worth it. And so for the Tennessee Titans, if you don't believe in anybody, if you're not going to select Cam Ward or you don't feel positive, get somebody that you can hold on to, that you feel will be an all-pro for the next 10 years. Get a lineman. Do something. But everybody feels forced to get a quarterback. Let's think about this. Half the league recycles and just goes through QBs. Flat and period. Right? We got two teams in the Super Bowl right now. They're not worried about their quarterbacks. We got a bunch of teams that are pretty middling. Think about a squad like Miami. Think about a loser team like the Jacksonville Jaguars. Just got a brand new head coach. And they're paying their quarterbacks like $50-plus million each. They're stuck. And then you got half the league that's just every year just going through guys hoping that they work. The Browns, we know, will definitely take a QB. We may never see Deshaun Watson play again. Jameis Winston, I believe, is going to be busy. Hickey, did Jameis found a job this week? He found a new job already?
That he did. How about that?
That's crazy. I heard that Jameis Winston is going to be a digital reporter for Fox. It's all Super Bowl week, I believe, right?
Yes, and I believe the theme is that he's going to different restaurants that he knows and likes and kind of talking about the food and the culture and the history. Well,
that's not a bad idea. I did that one time, Hickey. Oh, my God. Almost lost my mind. At one point in life, I was a correspondent for CNN Headline News. And I don't remember if it was the Super Bowl. It was NBA All-Star. And one of our segments, Hickey, was for me to just, we did like a food tour on Bourbon Street. Hickey, I didn't have to pay for none of that food. And I had a chance to eat it all. We must have went to like 4 and 5 different restaurants. That was heaven, man. That was heaven.
Wow. Getting paid to eat. Is there anything better?
You know, I need to switch careers. I don't know what my blood pressure will look like. I don't know what my sugar will be. I don't. That's not a. People do. What type of career is that? Where can I do that at? Do I just got to put food on Instagram and go to a restaurant? Like, how does that work?
Just you have a big following on Instagram. Just use your clout and just start going now and pushing some restaurants. And also maybe they'll start inviting you. Hey, try a free meal here. Hey, we're opening up. Come here.
I don't know what that is. So is that what they call a foodie? Is that what that is now?
Food influencer, foodie. Yeah, but if you want to do it, there's money there.
You got to hustle the place to get the free food, right?
Yes.
They don't just want to give you the food.
Well, you got to do a whole review, but they're going to wine you and dine you, and you probably have to say something nice about them, so you still can't really give your full opinion.
And then I still got a tip, right?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, you got to give the server something, right?
Yeah, if they
give
I guess you're right.
You got to pay the server. That's America for you, right? You got a tip.
Well, maybe you can replace Adam Richmond in Man versus Food and just see how much food you can eat in one sitting. I don't think he's tipping the waitress there, or maybe TV network is, so... It's not on his dime.
Yeah,
right, producers. Lowly producer. Hey, tip the waitress for bringing out a 10-pound hamburger that I got to eat in 5 minutes.
It sounds like a whole new job. I mean, stealing food sounds easier than this.
Well, maybe that's what James Princeton will do. Maybe we'll recreate the famous crab leg scene. Although that was in Tallahassee, but...
He did a commercial where he made fun of that, by the way.
Oh, I missed that.
He did a whole commercial where he made a joke about him loving crab legs. And it's like, ha ha, remember that time he stole the crab legs that he thought was paid for? Yeah.
Jameis.
I'm going to look into that one. Either that or he'll ask to be delivered from, I don't know, crab legs, alligator. I know you're particular with food. You don't eat alligator, right? Would you try it?
I haven't eaten it because I haven't got the chance to. I would try it, yeah. I've heard it tastes like chicken. I would.
It's so tender. It is amazing. Hey, Marco, you've had alligator before, right?
I think I did. I don't remember. It was something that was in that category. I don't remember if it was alligator or not.
Well, I mean, is what reptile
else is in that category?
Yeah, right.
Lizard,
snake,
snake.
Yeah, no, I might have
spider,
had snake,
scorpion.
It's possible I had snake and not gator. I don't remember. It was one of those two.
Oh, you're being serious?
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Snake was on a menu in a place you went.
Yeah.
Wait, you in
Jersey? Actually, yeah. Oh yeah.
I was going to say, I didn't want to name any countries.
Jersey. No, Jersey. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going international? Florida.
Where's somebody serving snake in America?
In Jersey.
I'm pretty sure the name of the restaurant was actually the Rattlesnake.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not kidding.
How long
I don't know
ago
if it's still was there.
It?
Got to be 25 years ago.
The Rattlesnake restaurant?
Yeah.
And they served snake and you just walked in?
This was like we were a bunch of people. So it was kind of like, all right, try a little bit of this dish, a little bit of that dish. So like, I remember it was something, I don't remember if it was snake or if it was gator, but it was part of like there was like 10 of us. It was like, all right, just have a little bit of this, have a little bit of that.
This is a serious question. You can't just cook and serve any animal that you want in America. You can't do that, can you?
Oh, now you're asking me questions I can't answer. I don't know.
No, I know. What's the guy, Xavier Leggett? On Carolina, did you see the video where he caught a raccoon and he skinned it? Did y'all see that?
Oh yeah, I heard about that. That was the Jerry Jones talking about the raccoons too. Yeah.
Yes, he eats raccoon. And I know people eat raccoon, people eat rabbit. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But to just a snake? And I get it, people eat snake too. People eat everything. If it's alive and it's moving, people will eat it. I understand that. I just find, Marco, I find it hard to believe.
Hickey, you Googling it now? Is that place still open?
Bad news. Permanently closed. The Rattlesnake Ranch Cafe. Sound familiar?
I mean, again, I thought it was the Rattlesnake. I don't remember if it was all that other stuff. It was in Jersey, right?
It was in Denville, New Jersey?
Yeah. There you go. See?
No, but that's a gimmick. They're not really serving snake. I don't believe.
Sure it was on the menu, man.
No, you don't. You were you drunk?
It's possible.
Yeah, you
want Tex-Mex.
Yeah, come on, man. They don't serve
you. With a menu featuring a variety of Tex-Mex dishes and a selection of cocktails, Rattlesnake Cantina offers a casual dining experience.
Yeah.
You got a menu there or no? Because it's closed. I'm pretty sure they had it, but I could be wrong. And yes, it's possible. There was a lot of us. It was I think it was a bachelor party. I don't remember.
Man, you ain't eat no snake. Cut it out. Anyway. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to check in to see if you could just eat any. Like, if I open up a restaurant, can I just serve whatever the hell I want? I can't. regulations, I think. We got people. There's always chefs and stuff who listen to the show and the radio. So if you're in a back room and you're cooking and you can't call if you're cooking food. Don't do that. But if you own a restaurant, please call us. How the hell does this work? You just can't serve anything you want, right? Can't. I don't think so. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And speaking of New Orleans, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the Pelicans are in the news. And it has nothing to do with that fat Zion Williamson. I'll explain why on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life. The easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Right before we went to break, besides Marco Belletti insisting that he ate snake in New Jersey, Hickey, the restaurant, you found a menu. They served gator, right?
I found some Yelp reviews from like a decade ago, and one person said, I looked up alligator near me, and this was the place that had it. I wasn't able to see how it was, but apparently they do serve alligator there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. I've never eaten snake, but I think there's a difference. What do I know? If snake was so palatable, I think it'd be served like alligator, right? No?
I was just going to say, I've never even heard of that being on any menu or delicacy anywhere. Snake.
No. Do they look like, oh man. Oh,
I don't know if that'd even be tasty.
Oh my God. Just thinking about that thing squirming all over the place and imagine what this is a little too detailed. You know how, have you ever seen like the frog? I've never had frog. You ever had frog legs?
No.
Yeah, I've never had frog legs. Have you ever seen like when they cook the frog? Because it used to be a living creature. You know, the muscles and stuff can still contract and move and stuff with the heat. You ever seen that before? Like an animal is deceased and they're cooking it and it has that reaction because of the muscles that are still there.
I've never seen it. I've heard that like that is the case. Yes, kind of like with chicken with the head cut off, it still can, you know, go around a little bit.
Yeah, you're like you're cooking a frog leg and the next thing you know, it's been dead for a long time and now the legs are moving and it's creepy, man.
Oh, give me the chills.
Yeah, imagine a snake doing that. Like, who wants to do that with a snake?
Ooh. Oh, no thanks.
Right? You got a snake on a pan? You put the snake in the pan and it's slithering around. It's like it's dead, but it's moving. Creepy. Anyway, alligator is delicious. Now, you can get alligator in New Orleans. You can get alligator in Texas. In the Gulf, okay? Eat alligator there. Hickey, what's the Gulf called? Which one is it now? I'm confused.
It is the Gulf of, well, I think I saw it on the maps. It was going to change it, actually. It's the Gulf of America.
In America, it's the Gulf of America.
Yes, and I think on the maps in Mexico, it'll still say the Gulf of Mexico.
Let's take a look. I'm going to Google Maps right now.
I have the Apple Maps. Let's see.
I got to zoom out from America. Here we go.
Oh, it still says Gulf of Mexico on my phone.
Yeah, Google Maps still says Gulf of Mexico. Okay. Hmm.
Slacking.
Yeah, I don't know what difference it'll make. Anyway, it's still... It's still there. How about that? The Gulf is...
It's not going anywhere.
It just has a... Well, we'll have a new name. Whatever that
is. In Galveston, I'm sure the water still will be dirty, according to some, so...
Charles Barkley?
Gulf of America, Gulf of Mexico, any change in the water quality.
Water's still dirty. Yeah, that's according to Charles Barkley. But yeah, no, New Orleans is a beautiful city. Love Louisiana. Everybody's getting ready to descend upon New Orleans for the Super Bowl. They're going to get drunk and eat alligator. And I had mentioned this. The Pelicans, they might be trying to get Jimmy Butler. For what? I have no idea. Listen to Brian Windhorst. He was on Get Up. This is what he said today.
The saga continues. Creaney, I wish I had an update. There isn't one. The bottom line is this. Phoenix is the team that wants him the most. Phoenix is the place Butler wants to go, but they have two gigantic problems. Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause, and they don't have a home for Bradley Beal if the Heat won't take him. The Heat right now won't take him. So they've been searching two, three, four, five-team deals they've been trying to put together, trying to solve that problem. They haven't done it. They have 6 days to figure it out. Watch out for the Warriors if that comes apart.
Wow. Yeah, what a surprise, right? The Warriors, and then you got the Suns, and then the Pelicans are like, hey, we got Brandon Ingram. Will you take him? This guy's on an expiring contract. I don't know. Why don't people want to play for the Pelicans? I have no, it's a beautiful city. I know it feels like a, well, it isn't a swamp, but it gets humid in the summertime. But these guys are playing there from October to May. Well, Pelicans don't do nothing in the playoffs, but why don't people want to play for the Pelicans? What am I missing? The Saints ain't got no problems. What's up with the Pelicans? I'm going to talk more about this on the other side, and then we'll talk about someone who's getting ready to play in New Orleans. His name is Jalen Hurts. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.